Well, today I want to just share a little bit, just something on my heart to share on thanksgiving and praise. And I know it's, you know, always sometimes we'll ask the Lord, is this something to share leading into, you know, thanksgiving? And of course, you know, sometimes we say, well, you know, we celebrate something that traditionally once a year, but there ought to be a lifestyle, and the Bible tells us there ought to be a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving. And we can go through the Psalms, and why don't you do that? Let's turn to start, and let's look at Psalm 34, a familiar scripture, and we'll look at verses 1, 2, and 3 in the King James. And while you're getting there, and they'll put that up on the screen. You know, it's interesting. You know, I was looking at something, and I said, you know, it's always good to examine yourself, isn't it? It's always good to look and see, am I doing everything I should be doing? You know, it doesn't mean you're way off in the ditch doing something bad, but if you're not operating in faith, then it's not pleasing to God. And I was looking, and we'll get to Psalm 34 in a minute, but I was looking, and of course, I was sharing this with Pastor Greg and Minister Esmond. I was coming in on the property here, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, and I was sitting at the light turning in, and I just heard the word come up in my spirit, transition. And I said, huh. So, you know, it makes you start thinking. I'm thinking, okay, you know, in the natural realm, we're going through a transition. You know, there's political transition. And the word followed up with that with whenever there's a transition, there has to be transformation. And it got me to thinking, I said, well, you know, in the natural, whenever there's transition in things, there's transformation, there's change. You know, when you transitioned from single to married, I hope there was a transition, a transformation. I hope so. Was there? Yeah, there was. So whenever there's a transition, there's transformation. And whenever there's, you transitioned from darkness to light, and we're commanded to transform. Change our thinking, change how we think so we're not like the world. And I started thinking about that, and I said, And I was looking at 1 Timothy 2 and verses 1 and 2 and 3, and it said, I exhort therefore that first of all, before you do anything else, first of all, what does that mean? Before you pray for yourself, before you pray for your spouse, before you pray for your children, before you pray for your grandchildren, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and grumbling, griping. No, because those prayers need to be finished with, I call it a coda. You know, anybody sing or do, you know, a little coda. There needs to be a finishing point of giving thanks. For what? For all men and for those who are in authority. And I stopped and I said, because I'm reading this, I said, you know, Lord, I don't always give thanks for people. Do you? Be honest now. Do a be honest thing. You always give thanks for your husband or wife? I mean, there are times you say, I love them, but I ain't giving thanks today. No, first of all, we're to offer up supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. Didn't say whether you feel like it or not. And I said, you know what? We're missing it in this area. We need to come up a little higher. We need to come up because it's easy, you know, you can have everything good going on in your life and you can find something to complain about. Well, you know, this ain't working and this ain't working and I don't like this. It's funny, isn't it? That we can have all kinds of things that benefit us and we can find something to complain about. But the reverse is true. You can have everything going bad in your life and you can find something to give thanks. You can give thanks. You can have your whole life upside down. You can find something to give thanks for. If you didn't have anything, you're saved. You're redeemed. You're not under the power of the devil anymore. You've got God looking over you. You're redeemed. You've got God living in you, and you have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I mean, Paul and Silas, when they were whipped and in stocks, it says at midnight, they lifted up praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. I'm sure they could have found a few things to not be thankful for. Right? So it just got me to thinking. I said, you know, I need to be more thankful for certain things. I mean, just being real. I mean, you look at your life. You can look back and run, as they say, run the videotape. And just coming out of this life in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost was saying through the speakers, come up, come up, come up, come up. Coming up pleases God. Staying where we are, not so much. Where much is given, much is required, and we've been given a lot. So let's come up in our thinking, coming up in our what? Our giving thanks. Giving thanks. So Psalm 34. Did you get there yet? I will do what? Bless the Lord at all times. Whew. His praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and what? Be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You know, it's interesting to me. People, and I find this, that we need to, as a church, not just this church, but the church, needs to be a light. And a light is, when people want to grumble about stuff, you say, praise God, I'm gonna praise God. Because when people find that they can't get you to engage, it goes like this. It just shuts down, doesn't it? And so I said, you know what? I'm going to thank God more. I'm going to give him more praise and make sure it's continually in my mouth. Because if you're honest, a lot of times it's not continually. It's here and there. But we need to, and this is, God gave us something to follow, and he wouldn't have given us something to do if we couldn't do it, right? So it means it's what? It's a choice. And faith activates the power of God. Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor does what? Standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his what? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be what? Like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now I'm going to ask him to put up these. These are other translations of Psalm 34. The Good News translation of Psalm 34, 1, 2, and 3, it says, I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising him. I will praise him for what he has done. See, that's the key right there. I'm going to praise him for what he's done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together. And I like the Message translation. It says, I bless God every chance I get. Yeah. My lungs expand with praise. I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy. Ah. Yeah. Join me in spreading the news together. Let's get the word out. See, our praise, and we all know this, our praise and thanksgiving affects our environment. It affects our environment. And what? The atmosphere. See, always remember, and we've shared this before, that words are containers. They're spiritual containers. They do what? They release from your spirit. Your spirit is the things that come out of your spirit are spiritual. And words are spirit and life. Jesus even said, my words are spirit and they're life. That means the words that come out of your spirit are spiritual. Now you can't see anger, but you can see the effect of it. You can't see joy, but you can see the effect of it. It'll change the very atmosphere of where you are. You release joy and thanksgiving, it'll change your situation and the atmosphere, for sure. Psalm 22, verse 3 in the King James. It says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. The New Living Translation of that verse, Psalm 22, verse 3. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. So when we release praise, we're releasing him. He's enthroned on our praises. It stills the adversary. It stops him. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to do what? Sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. You know, I'm thinking here that in his presence, when we praise him, we cause his presence to be what? Manifested. And in his presence, there is what? Peace. One of his names, I'm going to read this, it's in Judges. You see where Gideon built an altar. And what does it say in Judges? I'll read it. Judges 6:24 in the Amplified Classic, it says, "Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, 'The Lord is peace.'" In the King James, it says, "Jehovah Shalom." He is my Jehovah Shalom. And he manifests himself when we praise him. That's why the devil wants us to complain more. Because it releases his nature in the midst of it. Oh, man, when we start praising him, it backs him up. It pushes his presence out of that whole deal. Philippians 4:6. We're familiar with this, verses 6, 7, and 8. It says, "Be careful." Some translations say, "Be anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication," what? "With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And what? "The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall do what? Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And then verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? True, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are what? Of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Man, not right there. Somebody comes to you with some kind of report, and it's not a good report, you know what to do with it. You give your good report. So as we praise him, his presence increases. That means peace increases. Turn to Colossians 3:14. I'm going to read a couple of translations here. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14. We're going to look at this in the King James, the New Living, and the Good News. It's really good. So here's, when you keep a song in your heart, when you keep a melody in your heart, you stir up his presence and you stir up the peace of God. In where? Your heart. Because you're not anxious. You're not thinking on those things that are not a good report. You're thinking on good things. You might say, "Well, I don't have anything good to think about." Yes, you do. There's something good that God has done for you. And you can think on that one thing, if that's all you can do. You know, it's interesting to me. I remember Pastor Sarah saying, you know, if you live long enough in this earth, you're going to go through some things. If you live long enough, you're going to experience some things. But I know, you know, growing up, my parents, you know, and I'm sure some of your parents also, didn't have a lot. But you know what's interesting to me? They kept a song in their heart. And they kept a cheerful countenance. I mean, when I look, when I was growing up, And I look now, I said, there was a marked difference. People are doing more complaining about what they don't have. And I thought, man, they didn't have, and they didn't complain. I'm serious. So I said, we need to watch that. Colossians 3:14, and above all things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, and do what? Be thankful. The New Living Translation says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Now, I like this. This is the Good News Translation. It says, and to all these qualities, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. Now listen to verse 15. The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions you make. Whew. So if you're grumbling and complaining all the time, got no peace. And it's going to be hard to make decisions because the peace of God needs to rule where? In your heart and mind. And when you're at peace, he can lead you a whole lot easier. Don't let the devil get you over into anxiety and complaining and grumbling. Thank God. Just thank him. Just say, ah, thank God. He's been good to me. Proverbs, you know this. Well, let me finish this. Verse 15 again, and good news. The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions you make. For it is to this peace that God has called you together in one body, and be thankful. See, when we're not thankful for each other, like in 1 Timothy 2. It says we're to offer up supplications, a prayer, supplications, intercessions, and giving of thanks for all men. Well, when we're not thankful for each other, then we're not at harmony and peace with one another. And he's told us to do that, to be at peace. It says he's called you together in what? One body. So you can see how the devil can get us griping at one another. And then you're not at peace. You're not in unity. The body's not in unity. Proverbs 3:17. Talking about wisdom. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So I believe there can be greater manifestations of God as we praise him more. And it's not going to happen if we do what? We complain and grumble. Psalm 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made, and I will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. I will. Or this says we will. That means there's your will involved, right? You have to make a choice. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, familiar scripture verse. In everything, give thanks, for this is what? The will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Didn't say thank him for everything, but in everything. In all circumstances, give him thanks. Because we have the victory. You know, always remember, your sound of faith, your faith has a voice. And it needs to be heard. So thanksgiving and praise, you could say, is my faith speaking. Faith has to be released. So let's take a look. Let me look at Psalm 35, 27 and 28 in the King James. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause, yet let them do what? Say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of a servant, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day. Now let's take a quick look just for a few moments here at Hebrews 11:1. In the King James. And we're familiar with this. It says, what? Now faith is the substance of things, what? Hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. My faith is the evidence of something not seen. So when I praise God, I'm doing what? I'm showing my faith. I'm expressing my faith and my thankfulness to God. It is the evidence I'm thanking God for something which is not yet seen. That pleases God. So you could say that my faith, my expression of faith is in my thanksgiving. I'm thanking God. I'm blessing him. I'm thanking him for something that isn't seen yet. A lot of times when you complain and talk about stuff like grumbling and complaining, you're talking about evidence that you see. So it's to do what? My praise is the evidence of something I expect, not seen. Second Corinthians 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God. Say it. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to do what? Triumph in Christ. And he does what? He maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Faith rejoices. Faith gives thanks and is glad. Doubt, you could say, despairs and complains and is sad. So we need to do a, you know, I just keep going back to thinking about what was shared and make a decision to make adjustments wherever they need to be. And thank God continually. Give him thanks. You know, when you reflect, you see, that's why I was sitting there saying, boy, there's times I don't do that. And I need to. I need to do it more. Because what it does is it stirs up the peace of God in you, and that peace is meant to do what? Help you make decisions in life. It's there to help lead you. So if you had nothing, you could say, you know, it's like, I like what Mark Hankins says. He says, you've got a genius living on the inside of you, and if you'd listen to him, he'd make you look smart. Let me say, oh man, how did you figure that out? I didn't. All I did was praise him and thank him. I like this particular scripture, Psalm 44:8. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. Psalm 71:8. Let thy mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. All the day. How many find this that you, and I, You get so busy during the day with things, with responsibilities, that we get caught up in that and we not praising him. We all do. You get so caught up in the busyness of things and you're like, I got to figure this, I got to do that. And you ought to just be saying, thank you, Father. Thank you. I bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing me what to do. Thank you that you're working this out. Thank you. This earth, what is 2 Corinthians 4:4? The God of this world has blinded the minds of them that are lost, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine in. Man, the more we let the glorious gospel shine in, he doesn't have control over us, but by us not praising God enough, it doesn't give God the opportunity to work things in our behalf. He's sitting there waiting to do. So we need to do what? Praise him more. Thank him more. Let me read Psalm 145. Yeah, I mean, this is a great psalm, right? I'll read this in the King James Version. I'm sure there are other versions we could read that are just as exciting. But they'll put that up if you don't have it. Psalm 145, we're going to start in verse 1. It says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. That's what our parents did. They praised of his mighty works to us. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy domain or dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. He's good. And the Lord is good. And the more we praise him, the more we exalt him, the more he says, he inhabits our praises. And the more we do, he manifests himself. His peace is manifested. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. For God is good. And just let's look just look at Psalm 150 as we just these few verses in the King James. Starting in verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Well, I be now, he liveth in me. He dwells in us. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his what? Excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. For the Lord is good, and he's good. And his mercy endureth forever. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Sometimes the world will look at us and say, you ain't got nothing to praise about. Yes, I do. I know something you don't know. He's redeemed me. I may not have two nickels to plug together or rub together, but he's redeemed me. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. They could take everything away from you, but I still got him living in me. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, sir. That's what the world doesn't know. They think it's foolishness. And we praise him and thank him for all that he's done for us. Hallelujah. Took my stripes, took my sin. And when I was raised from the dead, or when he was raised from the dead, so was I. That's why when it says in Colossians, I love the Passion Translation, it says, fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not the distractions of this earth. And it says, your crucifixion has severed the tie to this life. I'm not tied to this world. I'm tied and connected to heaven and heaven's resources, heaven's blessings, heaven's peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He doesn't need to remind the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For God is good. Glory, glory, glory. Father, we thank you today. We bless you. You're so good to us. We just thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Bless God, bless God, bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, this is just a little side note here. You know, there are times that I recall just beginning to praise the Lord. And I've shared it in the past. Just being home, beginning to praise the Lord, just begin to thank him. Sometimes it's pitiful. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You don't feel like praising him. Your flesh doesn't feel like praising him. Your soul doesn't feel like praising him. But you make a choice. I'm just going to praise him. Just because he's good. He's done so much for me. I could be in hell eternally, but I'm not. I can think of a 4 or 5 times that I should be dead. And I'm not. Foolishness, but the goodness of God and his mercy extended. And you begin to praise him. Stay there and just praise him for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And I've experienced this. It'll stir up the peace of God and the presence of God and the anointing of God. And you keep praising him. You keep praising him. You keep praising him. And you'll get over into the Spirit. This is coming up. Coming up out of the natural. And just begin to praise him and bless him. Thank him for the victory. Thank him for all the things that you're expecting. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the things you're expecting from him. And bless him. And I'm telling you, he'll show up and he will manifest himself. I'm telling you, this is just a little tidbit. When your body's not feeling right, this is how you receive right from him. You start thanking him for something that you need in your body. You just begin to thank him. Lord, I thank you for my healing. Thank you that the healing power of God is working in me. Thank you that that power is driving out sickness and disease. I thank you. I glorify you. And I'm telling you, the power of God will hit you. Will be released in your body And you just thank them. Thank them. That's what Paul and Silas did. And what happened? Man, the ground shook. The ground shook. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. You need money? You just thank them. You put seed in the ground, the devil can't keep that from coming. You just thank God. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I bless you. Thank you for my seed is growing. I thank you that I'm expecting a whopper harvest. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory, glory. Kendebeshi. Kolabushtike. Prashtakedebe. Nogadeshtite. Prashtakadabana. Be de baga baga de be. Shengadebadabada kasheda. Ubrashta gadabagada. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, think about it.
Say one word.
Yeah.
I just want to say one word. How the Lord has healed me.
Good. Amen. I believe it.
Lord, I'm giving you time, but I just want to let you know. I went to the doctor. God's on
good.
The throne.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Think about the walls of Jericho. Them walls came down when the singers and the musicians and trumpeters walked around that and praised God. Praise God. They praised God. Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. 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 Kabadoshte. Prostikeda. Yeah.
Oh my God, they're flocking with
yeah.
Blessing.
Yeah. Porakeshte. Kindabashe. Yeah, you need something, just reach out and receive it. Pekadebashe, kadebasheke. Yeah. Yeah, you just keep praising them, keep thanking them. Those things that have been a hindrance, coming down, coming down, coming down. Yeah, 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 yeah. Keprashta, keprashta kere. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Prashta kere. Prashtakeda, ke prashtenga, ke prashtoka, prashtakada. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Yagabosha, kendabeshe. I tell you, when your words that you're speaking sound like they're just bouncing off the wall, I'm telling you, you keep praising him, keep thanking him, keep blessing him, because I'm telling you, heaven hears your praises. He inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, yes. He inhabits our praises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. God is good. God is good. God is good. Ke prashtaganda. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Well, you may be seated, if you can. Thank God. And this ought to be what? Our lifestyle. It ought to be continually. Let the praises of God be continually in our lips. You know, sometimes that's why I reflected on this a little bit. Because I said, you know, when we're praying for people who oversee this country, it gets passions sometimes stirred up. And I said, we don't always thank those that are in office. And we need to stop complaining about the people that are in office. And I'll share a little bit. You know, Brother Hagin has a book called The Art of Prayer. And he has a chapter in there talking about praying for the nation. And he said, the Lord said to him, he said, do you think I cannot work through people who are sinners? Do you not think I can't work through them? But we're always complaining about those that are in office, and we're running our mouths, and we're stirring up stuff in our country because we're complaining about the people that are ruling. And whether and that's what God said. He said to him, he said, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican. He said, I'm God. And if you're party-minded, then you won't amount to much as a Christian. Because he's given us instructions to pray for those that are in authority and give thanks. Amen. Amen. So you may not like what they're doing, but he said to give thanks. Not for the things they're doing, but he said they can change. I mean, we've heard stories of those that are in office that changed their decision at the last minute. So we need to give thanks. I may not agree with everything, but that's where prayer comes in. So let's stop complaining about things, whatever it is, and fill our lips with thanksgiving and praise. Because I said, I'll guarantee you, if we praise God like we just did, if I said, let's all praise God for the current president just like we did. I have to think about that. That's what some would say. I have to think about that. Really? Because I guarantee you the praises of the church, if they rose up to heaven like we just did, for those that are in office, we'd see some changes. And we wouldn't see some of the stuff. It doesn't matter who's in office. It says, pray for those that are in office, that they make the right choices. Pray that God would help them. Oh, yeah. You know, we get the shout on when it's something I need, and that's good, and we should. But when he tells us to pray for those that are in authority, we need to have that same shout. And thanking God for something we're expecting, that's faith. I'm expecting them to make decisions that I live a quiet and peaceable life. And if I'm not, then I'm not doing something. Oh, yes. For sure. Because God said to Brother Hagin back in, he said, after the camp meeting in 1979, he spoke to him and he said, I'm going to hold the church accountable for the decisions that the president makes and the current conditions in the country. And he said, some will laugh. He said, but they won't laugh when they're standing before me. So I said, you know what? We need to be more respectful of the word and honor it and do what it says. So if it says that my praise shall continually be in my mouth, then that means that's what we should do. Not just every now and then. And I said, that's me. I need to have it in my mouth. That means when I get so caught up in the day with stuff going on, I need to stop and take a break and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for helping me today. Thank you for leading me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for giving me wisdom to get through the day and the strength. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen, amen. Well, just before we dismiss, if there's anybody here or anybody watching that never made a decision to accept Christ into their heart, it's a simple thing. One has to just believe that he came, died for you, took your sins to hell, and you confess him as Lord, that he did that for you, and that he was raised from the dead. When you believe that and confess that with your mouth, the scripture says you shall be saved. So that's all you need to do. And if you're here today or you're watching online, let's say this simple prayer, if that's your situation and you desire to be saved. Father God, I believe that Jesus came to this earth to die for the sins of mankind, to reconcile us to you. And so I believe that he took my sins and my sicknesses. He took them to hell. And when they were paid for, we were raised from the dead. And I now receive him into my heart. I believe that I am now cleansed with the blood of Jesus. And I give you the praise that I am saved in Jesus' name. If you said that simple prayer and you don't ever remember doing that and you did that for the first time, then just slip your hand up. We'll give you some free information. Acknowledge what you've done, and we'll rejoice with you. And if you're watching online, just follow those instructions there. You can either mail the ministry or call the ministry, 845-623-9300. Let us know that you've received Jesus as your Savior, and we will get some information to you. Amen. Glory to God.